Welcome to Around Montgomery County on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. And I am pleased to be joined today by Litchfield Tourism Coordinator Sarah Wagner. Thank you for joining me today, Sarah.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. And of course, as the calendar has turned over into a new year, it is time to talk about a new season of Pickers Markets that'll be coming up. But before that, you've got vendor registration and a deadline, or not a deadline, registration will be opening coming up rather soon.
Yes, we are happy to announce on behalf of Litchfield Tourism and Prairie Pickers on Thursday, February 16th at 10 a.m., registration for Litchfield Pickers Market vendors will be open. So we're keeping it fair for everyone. So again, 10 a.m. Thursday, February 16th, registration will go live. You can download the application on the visitlitchfield.com under the events portion in Litchfield Pickers Market, and it will also be available at the Litchfield Tourism Office located at Litchfield City Hall.
And in case someone has not registered before or has not done this before, what are some of the qualifications to register for the Pickers Market?
Absolutely. To be eligible to have a booth at the Litchfield Pickers Market, all items sold must be prior to 1980s. We do not allow crafts, party line products, yard sale style items, but we do like the antique, the vintage, the upcycled, the refurbished. Those are the types of items that we are looking for at the Litchfield Pickers Market.
Sounds good. And it looks like you've got something new for the 2017 season as well.
Absolutely. Many of our vendors have requested to have permanent spots, or they are have shown interest in season passes. So new for 2017, we've heard them. We are allowing them to purchase a seasonal pass, which would guarantee them an assigned spot at the market for the duration of the season. Monthly passes will be available to those who do not want to purchase a season pass, but we did want to include both options this year.
Sure. Are there a limited number of season passes available?
We are going to wait and see. As of now, yes, but it depends on the response. We're always listening to our vendors. We're always seeing feedback, so nothing is really set in stone at this point.
Could you go ahead and give us a list of the dates that the Pickers Market will be going on this year?
Absolutely. Again, this year we're doing every second Sunday of the month from April to October. The market is between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. in downtown Litchfield. The exact dates are April 9th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 13th, September 10th, and October 8th. So make sure to mark your calendars for, again, every second Sunday of the month. Feel free to follow Litchfield Pickers Market on Facebook if you have Facebook. We do try to put a lot of updates on that as well, so you're not left out. You don't miss the market.
And as always, there will be live musical entertainment going on this year. You probably don't have those booked yet since you are just now starting to get ready for the season, do you?
Right. We don't have those yet. We have some good ideas, but we want to make sure that everything's planned and ready to go before we announce anything. But you are correct. As always, we will have live music in Library Park. So that's very exciting. Make sure to bring your lawn chairs. We do put out a few picnic tables, but if you want to sit down, make sure you bring your lawn chair with you.
Are you also possibly taking suggestions from the public on live entertainment acts?
Suggestions are always welcome. Again, we do love to hear feedback from people, so they're always more than welcome to contact the tourism office with samples of music. We do like to hear everyone before we book anyone. So,
Sarah Wagner, Litchfield Tourism Coordinator. Sarah, if anybody has any questions about the application or about the Pickers Market in general, how can they get a hold of you?
Sure. If you have any questions after reading the application, you're more than welcome to contact the Litchfield Tourism Office at 217-324-8147 or email myself at tourism@cityoflitchfieldil.com or send us a message at the Litchfield Pickers Market Facebook page. So those are a few different ways you can get in touch with us after you read the application and if you have any questions.
Sounds good. And I don't know that we mentioned there will also be, as there has been in the past, food and beverages, I think, at the market as well, or at least water provided, since sometimes it gets kind of hot.
Sure. We are definitely having food vendors again. All of our food vendors from 2016 have until March 1st to reclaim their spot. We want to give first priority to individuals who've supported us faithfully and allow them to renew their booth contracts. And any food vendor spaces that haven't been filled by March 1st will open up to anyone else who wants them. So I don't really have much more information on that part yet,
sure.
But they will be there, so your stomach will be full. They bring a lot of good food to the table.
Sarah Wagner, thank you for joining me today. And if there was there anything else you wanted to mention regarding the Pickers Market or about Litchfield tourism in general?
I would say, as always, make sure you follow Litchfield Pickers Market on Facebook, as well as visit Litchfield, Illinois on Facebook. We do post updates on all events that are happening in Litchfield on those pages. So for the most up-to-date information, that's going to be your best bet. And David, thanks again for having me. Really appreciate it. And if anyone has any questions, please don't hesitate to call the tourism office or ask Prairie Pickers or myself for more information.
Not a problem. Thank you very much, Sarah, for joining me. And good luck with the season and with everything going on with tourism this year.
David, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Again, that was Litchfield Tourism Coordinator Sarah Wagner. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.